Hello, everyone. My name is Jia Jubai. I come from Tsinghua University. I'm very glad to share my paper, Testing Error Handling Code in DS Drivers Using Characteristic Fault Injection. The figure shows the common architecture of computer programs. DS drivers are important parts of an operating system. They're used to manage low-level hardware devices and support high-level programs. And they often run in kernel mode for high performance. During driver execution, some occasional errors may occur, such as kernel exceptions and hardware malfunctions. And the drivers need correct error handling code to handle them. However, implementing correct error handling code has many challenges. Firstly, complex program logic and context make it hard to manage driver resources in error handling code. Secondly, many different kinds of errors should be handled. Thirdly, error handling code is often infrequent to trigger, so testing the code at the runtime is hard. In conclusion, error handling code in drivers is necessary, but hard to correctly implement. In some drivers, error handling code is incorrect or even missed. So when the corresponding error is triggered, bugs may occur during execution, such as null pointer dereferences and resource leaks. The figure shows a memory leak in the BNX2 Linux driver. The function kzalloc is called to allocate the memory. But when the function lremap nor cache returns an error, the function keyframe is not called to free the memory in the error handling code, so a memory leak occurs. In order to know about the reliability of error handling code in current DS drivers, we make a study on Linux driver patches. We manually read the patches in the patchwork project, where the maintainers collect patches. We select accepted patches of 5 driver classes in July 2015. The study results are shown in the table. We can find that 40% of accepted patches are related to error handling code. And many patches are used to fix common bugs, such as memory leaks and null pointer dereferences. In conclusion, error handling code in current drivers is not reliable enough, and the code should be well tested to find bugs. In this paper, our goal is to design an approach of testing error handling code in DS drivers. This approach should satisfy the 4 requirements. Firstly, it can detect real bugs of different kinds. Secondly, it can cover error handling code as much as possible. Thirdly, it should be automated and efficient. Fourthly, it can be used for common DS drivers. In this paper, we use software fault injection to achieve our goal. Because this technique has shown promising results in testing drivers, it intentionally introduces faults or occasional errors into the target driver and generates test cases. And then it runs test cases to detect whether the driver can correctly handle the faults or errors at runtime. This technique can well cover error handling code and use exact runtime information to accurately detect bugs. Moreover, it can be easily used for most DS drivers. The figure shows a typical SFI system, which consists of a fault injector, workload generator, a runtime monitor, and controller. Some SFI approaches have been proposed to test drivers. Linux fault injection capabilities infrastructure is a famous project integrated in Linux kernel. Some research approaches, such as ADFI, KDR, and LFI, also produce great results in testing Linux drivers. However, these approaches still have some limitations in practice use. Firstly, the representativeness of injected faults is often neglected, and most injected faults are random or manually selected. Secondly, numerous redundant test cases are generated, and much time is spent in runtime testing. Thirdly, only several kinds of faults can be injected, which cannot cover most error handling code. Fourthly, much manual effort is needed in configuration and runtime testing. To relieve these limitations, our solution is to introduce driver characteristics into SFI. In this paper, we first study the driver code and find three important driver characteristics. The first one is function return value trigger. Namely, error handling code is often triggered by a byte function return value. To validate, we write a program to automatically analyze the source code of 848 Linux drivers. In the study, we search for the go-to statements because they are often the entries of error handling code in DS drivers. The table shows the results. We can find that about 75% of go-to statements are in the if branches of byte function return values. Namely, most error handling code is triggered by byte function return values. The second one is few branches. Namely, there are few if branches in error handling code of DS drivers. To validate, we also write a program to automatically analyze the drivers mentioned above. The table shows the results. We can find that nearly 78% of error handling code is not in if branches in these drivers. It is because of the fail stop model. In this model, a simple error can force the driver to exit. So the error handling code only handles an error at runtime. In this paper, we mainly focus on fail stop model drivers because they occupy a large part of existing drivers. The third one is check decision, namely to check whether an occasional error occurs, an if check is often used in the source code. The checked data can be function return values or common variables. Thus, the first characteristic is included. With the three characteristics, we can improve SFI in driver testing. It's better by the first one. Injecting faults into function return values can cover most error handling code. It's better by the second one. It's better by the third one. The function whose return values is checked in the code should be fault injected. Here's our approach named each test, which consists of five parts: fault extractor, fault injector, problem inserter, runtime monitor, and pair checkers. It has two phases in the working procedure, namely test case generation and runtime testing. Let's see the first phase. The first task in this phase is extracting target functions. A target function is a function which can fail in real execution. Which consists of it has two phases in working procedure, namely test case generation and runtime testing. Let's see the first phase. The first task in this phase is extracting target functions. A target function is the function which can fail in real execution, and it is also the target of fault injection. We use a fault extractor to finish the task. The input is OS and the driver source code, and the output are target functions. We design a pattern-based extraction strategy to finish the task. This strategy is based on the first and third characteristics mentioned above. It first collects the normal execution traces and then simply extracts candidate functions whose return value is integer or pointer. Later, it identifies a candidate function as a target function if one of the three code patterns is satisfied. Firstly, the return value of a candidate function is checked by an if check in the driver. Secondly, The return value of the candidate function is checked by an if check in other drivers. Thirdly, the return value of the candidate function is clearly specified to be checked in the declaration or annotation. With the extracted target functions, we should inject fault into them to test to generate test cases. We use a fault injector to finish the task. At first, we compile driver source code into ARM bytecode. Then, inspired by the second characteristic mentioned above, we inject a single fault into the bytecode using a code instrumentation. Specifically, we let a target function return a random byte value as the injected fault. The third task is inserting probes for runtime monitoring. We use a probe inserter to do it using code instrumentation and generate loadable drivers as test cases. In the second phase, we use a runtime monitor to record the runtime information of each function call. With the information, we maintain a resource usage list to record a resource allocation and a resource release. We also write some pair checkers to check whether resource acquiring functions and the resource releasing functions are called in pairs. If not, the monitor reports resource release omissions. Meanwhile, the monitor also counts the executed basic blocks to measure code coverage. After the test cases are executed, the corresponding bug reports are generated by each test. Three kinds of bugs are detected, namely driver crashes, driver horns, and resource list omissions. To validate the effectiveness of each test, we make an evaluation on 15 common Linux device drivers of two kernel versions. These drivers are from three driver classes, namely wireless, USB, and Ethernet drivers. The basic information of the drivers is shown in the table. The workload of Ethernet and wireless drivers is to pin another computer, and the workload of USB drivers is to write a file to the USB flash disk. We first talk about the target function extraction. It is performed by our pattern-based extraction strategy. The detailed results are shown in the table. Firstly, 76% of candidate functions are filtered because they cannot trigger errors in a real execution. Secondly, by manually checking all extracted target functions, we find the false positive rate is about 10%. Thirdly, 86% of target functions are caught in driver initialization. It indicates that driver initialization is the main place of error handling. The table shows the bug detection results. Firstly, each test finds 32 bugs in Linux 3.1.1 and 50 bugs in 3.17.2. These bugs have been all confirmed by the Linux driver developers. Secondly, 9 bugs in Linux 3.1.1 have been fixed in Linux 3.17.2. Thirdly, we send 17 patches to fix the bugs, and 15 of them have been applied. Fourthly, resource release omissions occupy a large part of our detected bugs. We also measure the code coverage in driver initialization. The figure shows the results. We can find that each test can improve 8.8% code coverage compared to the normal execution. But in fact, not all error handling code can be covered. We also compare each test to existing approaches. ADFI is an example. It is a SFI approach of testing drivers. It also injects faults into target function return values and detects crashes, horns, and memory leaks. However, ADFI and each test have two main differences. Firstly, the target functions in ADFI are manually selected, and only memory, PCI, and DMA related functions are selected in its implementation. Secondly, it injects multiple faults into each test case, so it can cover more error handling code. But the numerous test cases are generated, which may cost much testing time. According to ADFI paper, three identical drivers are tested in both ADFI and EH test. They both found the same number of bugs in the E100 and R9169 drivers. But the EH test finds 10 bugs in the EHCD EHCI-HCD driver, which are omitted by ADFI. The reason is that the target functions, bug functions which trigger these bugs are not memory, PCI, and DMA related. Each test still has some limitations. Firstly, some error handling code is uncovered. The one reason is that it only injects a single fault into each test case. Another reason is that it only injects fault into function return values, but some error handling code is triggered by erroneous data, such as register values. Secondly, each test can only cover the default configuration, so the bugs in other configurations cannot be detected. Finally, let's make a conclusion. Firstly, we make a driver code study and find three useful driver characteristics. Secondly, we propose an automated and accurate method of extracting target drivers, target functions, namely pattern-based extraction strategy. Thirdly, we propose an efficient SFI approach of testing error handling code in these drivers, namely EH test. Fourthly, we evaluate EH test on 15 Linux drivers and find 50 new real bugs. Fifthly, some future work needs to be done, such as covering more error handling code and driver configurations. That's all. Thank you.
So I can't resist an editorial comment. I noticed that you said that 75% or so of the bugs were related to GoTo statements. I believe it's been about 50 years since Dijkstra wrote his letter. Perhaps we should be paying attention. Do you have any thoughts on that? On avoiding GoTo statements?
Can I also speak again?
Okay. Well, thank you, Jaju.
Okay.